Welcome to Notes from Above, the program that explores the intersection of music and faith. I am your co-host, Deacon Tom Lowy.
I'm the other co-host, Sister Sarah Burdick. And again, you're going to know that Sister Sarah produced this show because you'll be able to understand the words. You're going to be able to understand the name. I just love to tease you on that because, you know, that's an easy song. The name of that song. It's easy to pronounce.
Okay. Let's see.
Do you know what it's called?
It's called For the Sake of the Call.
For the Sake of the Call by Stephen Curtis Chapman. And we've played a lot of his music before. I really enjoy his music. I really enjoy his lyrics. And, you know, this one, that particular song comes off of his Greatest Hits album. But, you know, Deacon Tom, when I was thinking about this show, one of the things that's really been on my heart is this whole idea of surrender and discipleship. It's on my heart.
And discipleship and surrender, both?
Both. You know, we have to surrender, and then a disciple is one who's called to follow, right?
Right.
And so I've just been pondering this, and this is our call. And we heard Stephen Curtis Chapman talk about it. We heard him make reference to one of my favorite scriptures.
Oh, really? A favorite? You have a favorite.
Oh, I know. It's hard to believe.
Yeah.
But, you know, Luke chapter 5, the call of Peter.
Talk about that.
The call of Peter when he's out, you know, well, actually, he's washing his nets. He's been up all night. You know, I know we've talked about this before many times, but he's been out all night fishing and hasn't caught a thing. He's washing his nets. And that's when Jesus says, Peter, go out. Come on, let's go fishing. Now, we know that Peter's a fisherman. He's the professional fisherman, but maybe to placate Jesus or something, he agrees to go out. Okay. He knows that the daytime is not a good time to go fishing.
No.
And we know that he gets the catch of his career. And guess what? He drops everything. Everything. This is his career, the catch of his career. The boat is almost sinking. and he follows Jesus. He abandons everything. Jesus could have called him when he was trying to get the seaweed and the muck out of his nets and the dirty tennis shoes that he caught, maybe. Or
they got tennis shoes back then?
Oh, maybe not. Okay, sandals. Yeah,
sandals.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You know, right. I love tennis shoes. Okay, okay. So, you know, he could have said, hey, Peter, you know, why don't you drop that soggy net, empty net, and follow me? No. He calls him when his net is full.
Right.
The biggest catch of his career.
So, okay, so let me go there, okay?
Okay.
So let's say that it's your career, okay?
Yeah.
And you're having a good time, okay? You're doing really, really well.
Yes.
Okay, it's a good day, okay? I mean,
right.
That happens to people.
Sure,
you know,
we have good days. Yes,
you know, you make that big sale or mm-hmm. you cut the deal or you... you nail that case or you are able to go and do something to help someone, you know,
sure.
surgically or whatever.
Right.
It's a good day.
It's a good day.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Christ calls you then when things are at their very best. Because isn't it, in a sense, that's what happened
to
Peter, right?
That's what happened to Peter. Sure.
It's at his very best. He says, leave that.
Yeah. Can you imagine the look? You know, because Peter, before he says, you know, Peter, drop your nets and follow me, you know, Peter basically tells the Lord to leave his presence. Lord, depart from me. I'm a sinful man.
That's right. He does say that. That's right.
Depart from me. And the Lord's like, no. Follow me. I will make you a fisher of men. Do you think he knew exactly what that meant? Of course not. And this is the call.
Because you don't know.
You don't know. And you know what? I think that's a great blessing of the Lord, that we don't know what's coming.
Right.
Thank you, God. Because guess what? I probably would chicken out. I'd say, okay, you know, I'm in for a few years, but now I'm done. No.
Yeah.
Thank you, God, that you give us strength for the journey. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
I'm liking this.
Okay, we got a lot of music, and I want to go to the next song.
You right away?
Yes,
I do. You don't
want to
talk about this anymore?
No, I don't, because we're going to keep talking about it.
Okay.
This isn't a recurrent theme,
okay.
A theme that will thread through the whole show.
Okay.
But you'll like the song. Hold on to
your... Are you sure of this?
Uh-huh. Right. Maybe. Hold on to your hold on to your canes and armchairs and whatever you're sitting in. This is called I'm Letting Go by Francesca Battistelli.
Ooh.
Yeah, so listen to it.
Okay.
My heartbeat's standing on the edge, but my feet have finally left the ledge. Like it all go by, there's no
I'm Letting Go, and that is Francesca
Battistelli.
Thank you for saying that. See,
you're welcome.
Said something I couldn't say. I had to, you
oh
know,
my goodness.
I had to look at that very carefully. And usually I'm the one who goes and handles the big words.
Now, I know.
I thought, you know what?
I'm stepping out. I'm getting out of my comfort zone and saying those big names.
Yeah. You know, that was very...
Did you like it? Never mind.
No, I'll tell you what.
I know, it's not your style.
No, I'll give you an honest appraisal of what I heard, okay? I think it has real pop sensibility.
Yes.
Okay, so it's got, lyrically it's very sharp, I think, and also, but musically, you want to dance with it a little bit.
Right.
And,
it's fun.
So there's a joyfulness to it.
Mm-hmm.
But what she's talking about, even though there's a joyfulness to it, there's some pretty serious business in here.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know,
I'm letting go of the life.
What are you letting go of? You know?
I'm letting go of the life I've planned for myself.
Right.
Right? I'm going to step out of my comfort zone.
Right. You know, she uses a term in there that I thought was pretty interesting, and it just passed by quickly as I was listening, but she used the term destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I think that as Christian men and women, we have to understand something, you know, the idea of fate. Is actually a pagan notion, all right? That it's in the cards, as they say, in the stars, that you're fated to do this. Now, a lot of people live their lives thinking that it's their fate.
Yeah.
Okay. Destiny seems a little bit nicer, okay?
Right.
But here's the difference between being thinking like a Christian and thinking like a pagan, okay? And that is that we choose. We make choices.
Exactly.
We're not forced into doing something.
Right.
We say, I will do this. We say, yes.
Right.
We say, yes, I accept this. I move in, lead me, Lord.
Right.
I am there for you.
Right. There's that surrender again.
Exactly. Right.
It's a surrender. And there's this invitation, right? We heard in the gospel a few days ago, Matthew, one of my favorite.
Oh, no, another one. Okay.
Yes. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. You know, come to me. So there's an invitation. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's come to me. It's learn from me. So we have this invitation to come. It's take my yoke. Surrender. Right.
Right, right.
Surrender. Take my yoke. Not yours. Take my yoke. You know, I think the yoke that we tend to take on is way too heavy for us. Really.
Okay.
It's too heavy.
Yeah.
And then the learn from me, it's the discipleship. And, you know, if I could go through the rest of my life just thinking about that, come to me, take my yoke, learn from me, I think that would carry me for the rest of my life.
I'm going to answer a very practical question. It's a spiritual question, too, but it's a practical question.
Mm-hmm.
How do we know?
How do we know what?
Let's say we say, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I accept your leadership. Well, I accept, you know, your guidance. You are my shepherd. You will lead me where I need to go. How do we know that what we are doing is in accord with God's plan?
Okay.
Tell me.
Okay. So we give, you know, as Mother Teresa used to say, give God permission, right? So here we surrender our lives into the hands of the Good Shepherd. He's a Good Shepherd. He's not going to lead us astray.
Okay.
So that's where trust comes in as well. It's like, Lord, I surrender to you, and I believe that you will lead me and guide me in the way that you want me to go. Now, what also goes along with discipleship is it's not just a one-time surrender. It's not just a one-time conversion. It's ongoing conversion. It's every day waking up and saying, Lord, I give you permission.
Uh-huh.
Lord, I give you my life. I'm going to Mass. I'm going to receive the sacraments. I'm going to dive into your word. You see, it's that relationship. And the more we dive into that, the more we get to know God, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah.
The more our trust grows, we're at peace.
Let's go there for a second.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We will run out of time if I'm not careful here. But I've learned this from my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When we have a very difficult decision to make.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the first time I heard it, and all of a sudden I realized this is really true. When she said, I'm at peace with this.
Yes.
Now, it wasn't, we weren't at peace because it was easy.
No, no, right. I get that.
We were at peace because it was right.
Yes.
And, you know, yeah, we understood that this is what God's plan for us,
sure,
was, to be at peace in this, in, yeah, this moment of crisis.
Yeah.
In the very midst of it, I'm at peace with this. And I think,
yeah,
that knowing that, that peace comes from God.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah.
That was very helpful for me.
Yeah. And, you know, you just made me think of something because, you know, recently I had to do something that was very, very difficult. And so I had to think, you know, and pray, okay, if I don't do blank, how do I feel? Very agitated. I'm not at peace at all. If I move forward with what I feel like the Lord is asking me to do, and by,
yes,
the way, asking, you know, talking to wiser people than me,
mm-hmm,
you know, not just deciding this independently and really seeking counsel from others, if I decide to do the other thing that's very, very difficult, how do I feel? And even though it was difficult, I felt at peace.
Uh-huh.
There was a peace.
So that's
yeah,
a trigger point. We can pay attention to that. Yeah. Well, let's go on to our next selection here because,
okay,
I think we need to.
We don't want to run out of time.
No. And we got,
yeah,
good stuff here. So this is Toby Mac, and I love Toby Mac.
I do too.
Yeah.
This is called Lose My Soul. And I think if we just listen to what he says, you're going to get the message,
cool,
of this.
Man, I want to tell y'all something, man. Man, I'm not going to let these material things get in my way, y'all. I'm trying to get somewhere. I'm trying to get somewhere that's real and pure and true and eternal. Toby, can you go with your boy?
Let's go. Father God, I am clay in your hands. Help me to stay that way through all life's demands. Cause they chip and they nag and they pull at me. And every little thing I make up my mind to be. Like I'ma be a daddy who's in the mix. And I'ma be a husband who stays legit. And I pray that I'm an artist to rise above. The road that is wide and filled with self-love. Everything that I see draws me. Though it's only in you that I can truly see. That it's a piece full of eyes, a low blow to purpose. And I'm a little kid at a three-ring circus.
I don't wanna gain the whole world and lose my soul.
Flashes. Say they think that it's you, but they don't know that who you are is not what you do. True, we get it twisted when we peek at the charts. Yo, before we part from the start, what's your heart?
You a pimp,
hustler, tell me what's your title. America has no more stars, now we call them idols. You said idol, while we teach prosperity. The first thing to prosper should be inside of me. Not because of 22 was on the range, but Christ came in range. We said yes, now we change. Not the same, even though I'm in a fall. Since I got that call, no more song, now I'm home. Yep.
I don't
I'm living in a
Toby Mac, you know, I love that. It's like a soundtrack for your life. I feel like I'm walking down the streets of New York and I got this music playing all around me in the background, you know.
Yeah. Oh,
nicely done.
I don't want to
yeah.
gain the whole world and lose my soul.
That's right, man.
Ooh, I just thought of a quote from Augustine. Are
you
ready?
Okay.
Uh-huh. I'm not reading it.
I know. You're looking
it's
right at me.
Stuck in my soul. And it goes along with this whole idea of discipleship. What I lack is greater than what I have. What I lack is greater than what I have.
Exemplify. Tell us.
What I lack is heaven.
Yeah.
What I lack is heaven. What I lack is being there right now.
Right.
You know, what I have is, well, I'm on this earth. I still, you know, deal with the concupiscence and all of that.
Right.
So what I lack is greater than what I have. And I don't want to lose. I don't want to lose my soul, Deacon Tom.
Mm-mm.
I don't want to gain the whole world and lose my soul.
Right.
It's not worth it. So if there's anybody out there that's thinking, "Hey, you know, I really love the car. I really love the money. It's going to fade. It's going to rust. It's going to rot. It's not worth it."
It always does.
Yeah, give your life to Jesus.
I mean,
it's
I drive around in a car that's 2,000.
Worth
you know,
it.
That's when it was built.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I have a horse and buggy out there.
See, there that's what I'm saying. You know, I know she fades. I know it goes
yeah,
it fades fast.
They do. Well listen, we're getting close to the end of the first half, so I want to go right to the song by Stephen Curtis Chapman. And it's called His Strength is Perfect.
Ooh.
So, you know, I'm gonna just give you a little homework. Take a look at Philippians 4:13 and 2 Corinthians 12:9-10.
All right.
Listen to it. Stay with us.
Can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, but sometimes I wonder what he can do through me. No great success to show, no glory of my own, yet in my weakness, He is there to let me know. His strength is perfect when our strength is gone. He'll carry us when we can't carry. Strength is perfect when our strength.
the next Cresta in the Afternoon.
Good day, I'm Al Cresta. Join me and my guests as we try to develop conversations of consequence. It's talk radio where God matters, looking at all life through the lens of the Scripture and the teaching of Christ Church.
Cresta in the Afternoon, weekdays from 4 to 6 on 990 WDEO.
Here's a Family Minute with child psychologist Dr. Ray Guarendi from Ave Maria Radio.
Do you worry that if you hold your child accountable for his behavior, little Linus will lie? I've heard that from many parents. They wonder that if, in fact, they confront Linus with what he did and then tell him he's going to be held accountable for what he did, they will unwittingly teach him to lie. First of all, the prime duty here is to hold Linus accountable for what he did. 30 years from now, a judge is not going to go, "You know, I'm not going to sentence you because I'm afraid I'll teach you to lie." Second of all, if Linus lies to avoid the consequences of his actions, and you know that, then you know what the truth is. So I would suggest you hold him accountable for lying also. Remember, responsibility, the willingness to accept the results of one's actions, is a prime characteristic of maturity. Many children will lie to try to avoid that. That's their early on immature way of getting out of the consequences. That's okay. We can deal with that. It's a separate issue. Never parent in fear that a child will do something worse if you do what is right. I'm Dr. Ray.
Radio for Catholic and other Christians. This is 990 WDEO, Ypsilanti, Detroit, or on the internet at WDEO.net.
Since you felt like you were loved, so what went wrong? But do you know there's a place where you belong, here in my arms? When you feel like you're alone in your sadness, and it seems like no world cares, and you wanna
And welcome back to Notes from Above, the program that explores the intersection of music and faith. And I am your co-host, Deacon Tom Lowy.
And I'm Sister Sarah Burdick, the other co-host. And welcome to the oldies show.
No, come on. This is not oldies. I'm much older than this.
Oh, that's for sure.
You know, so I remember stuff from back in the 50s.
Yeah,
Seriously, Sister Sarah, what's the first pop song you remember listening to on the radio?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I'm just trying to think. I mean, I love James Taylor and, you know.
Oh, I'm much older than
Simon
you.
Simon and Garfunkel.
I remember some guys going, fee, fee, fi, fi, fo, fo, fum.
Wait, isn't that like
the
Green, Jolly Green Giant?
No,
okay.
Charlie Brown, he's a clown. You're going to get caught. Just you wait and see. Why is everybody always picking up?
Oh, yeah, okay. Now I've heard of that.
I remember hearing that on the radio when it first came out.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's my old one.
All right. That's an oldie. Okay, fine. This is not exactly the oldie show.
Right. It's not exactly the oldie. No. But what we just heard was a really great song called Call My Name. Third Day is the name of the band.
Okay. Mac Powell.
With a great, great vocal. Power rock. I would call that
power rock.
Yeah.
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 So why did I choose that song?
I'm going to go there.
I don't know. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no, come on.
My name. Okay, look.
Okay.
This show, we've been talking about surrendering our lives to the Lord. We've been talking about discipleship. We've been talking about, look, when you're willing to surrender, when you surrender, that is an act of trust, right? And we're called to be disciples of Christ. And being called disciples of Christ, do you think the sailing is going to be all smooth? The answer is no.
No.
You know, are we going to go through rough times? The answer is...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, Deacon Tom Lowy, but I forget to call on the name of the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Lord Jesus, help me in this moment. You know, Lord Jesus, you know, we've been told, you know, the enemy prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as I said before, not to just kind of sniff.
Right.
You know, or scratch, or scratch and sniff,
uh-huh.
Right? But the enemy prowls around like a roaring lion to devour us, and we need to call on the name of Jesus.
Yes, we do.
You know, I wonder if I have time for just a little bit of a story.
Please.
Do you think?
Please, no, I think
okay.
We do, yeah.
You know, in thinking about how the enemy prowls around, as you know, we have chickens.
Oh, yes.
I'm not talking about the ones in the freezer.
They got names.
Yeah, yes, they do. We have live chickens. And unfortunately, what happened was a raccoon got into the coop.
Oh, no.
Now, we had four. We're down to three.
Did the raccoon get one?
The raccoon got one.
Oh,
okay,
no.
Which was very sad.
Yeah.
Okay, so we, you know, stabilized the coop. You know, I set a trap. We've done a number of different things to protect those chickens. Well, what I was struck with, you know, one night I heard this noise and I went out, and sure enough, there's this raccoon sitting on top of the nesting box. I mean, outside of the coop.
Wow.
And just looked at me like, you got a problem with me? And I'm like, do I have a problem with you? Well, that one took off. And I thought, okay, that's done. No, there were four babies. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Mama is teaching the babies how to get, you know,
how to raid the chicken
this
coop.
This is a chicken coop. This is what you do, right? Okay.
Yeah.
But I couldn't help but think, you know, the enemy prowls around very sneaky, seeking someone to devour. And it's like, you know, those chickens are, I'm telling you what, they are on high alert.
Oh, yeah.
Right now.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know? But as Christians, we need to be on high alert.
Right.
You know, we don't, the enemy is very subtle, you know.
Right.
He, the enemy is, you know, if you've been a Christian for a long time, the enemy is not going to come to you and say, you know, why don't you just become a Buddhist today? You know, why don't you just give it all up? He's not going to come to you that way. The enemy will try to say things to you like, you know, it's just hopeless. You're never going to get over this sin. God doesn't love you. How could he love you in this state? See, these are lies of the enemy, and we need to remember to call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, come. Lord Jesus, help me to keep the door of my heart open. You're knocking at the door.
Mm-hmm.
Help me to keep that door open. Come into my life. Come into my heart. Remember, in the first half, we talked about this ongoing conversion, the surrendering every single day to the Lord Jesus. So important to do
right.
that.
Right, and also be confident that, that Christ, you know, his strong right hand, you know what I'm saying? He yeah. is there, you know,
he's
is there to go and defeat Satan. You know, Satan cannot yeah. stand against him.
Yeah.
Cannot.
No, he can't. And, you know, I was thinking, I guess, you know, when we move to this next song, I really would like to dedicate it to our brothers and sisters in Flint who are suffering so much. I had an opportunity to go there with some of our students from Father Gabriel Richard High School and Father Lobert, who's been going every single Saturday, and it's really incredible. But, you know, our brothers and sisters there are really, really suffering. I talked to one woman who said, would you please pray for me? My brother was murdered. My mother, I just recently buried my mother. I need to go to court to testify. Another woman said, my husband is in prison. He's never met our daughter. Another person said, we are going to be evicted from our property. We own these trailers. Taxes haven't been paid. I mean, one bad thing after another. And, you know, we go there and we pray with them. And I'm not saying this so, oh, pat us on the back. No, these are our brothers and sisters, and we need to be there for them. And I just wanted to say to them, you're not alone.
Mm.
You're not alone. You know, we want to call on the name of Jesus for you and pray for you. And just remember that. And we're with you and, you know, want to walk with you.
So what are we going to listen to next?
We're going to listen to this next song. Now, hang on. This one's a little different.
Okay.
This is a group called Mary Mary.
Okay.
And the song is, it's Shackles, but it's really, the subtitle would be Praise You. So it's about being set free and praising the Lord.
All right. Well, let's listen to it. Yeah.
Show is hot out here. No. I don't mind, though. Glad to be free.
Yeah.
Oh, you like that one, didn't you?
I did like that one.
I was
dancing to Bernie. I was moving around the studio here.
I know. I was cracking up. I had to pick you up off the floor.
Well,
but
you know.
I managed. Well, that's called, you know, praise you.
Yeah.
You know things. Hey, guess what? being a disciple of Christ, I'll tell you what, you're going to get into those storms.
Mm-hmm.
And as Father Francis Martin said, nothing can happen to the boat that Jesus is in. So
that's
when,
right.
When those waves come crashing in or crashing over, or you feel like we are sinking, we are going down, where's Jesus? Is he in your boat? Is he in your boat?
Mm-hmm.
That's so, so important.
That's right.
You know, and I love the fact that, you know, when you say, I'm going to praise you, praising God is also a sign. It's an expression of trust.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I praise you. Lord, I love you. I love you in the midst of the storm. I love you in the midst of, yeah, I'm going to be evicted. I love you, you know, there's been, you know, I've lost my job. You know, I feel like I've been abandoned. Whatever it is that you're dealing with, the Lord will never forsake you or abandon you. Hold on to those words.
Yes, and I want to go one other place with this whole thing. When we were
sure.
listening to that, and one of the you know, you sometimes you try to find the emotional center of a particular piece that you're listening to.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's a very joyful sound that they're making.
Oh, it is.
I think it's absolutely delightful. I think you know, and I think that's also an important part of praising God.
Yeah.
Is despite how awful things can
yes.
possibly be, you could still say with joy,
yeah,
praise you, Lord.
Amen.
You know, I'm ready. I'm there. You know, despite everything,
yes.
you know, you are Lord, and I am with you, and I love you, and you love me, and we're gonna be okay.
Yeah,
you know.
And that's another way that I think that just drives the enemy crazy.
Oh, you know it does.
You know, it's like I will praise him in the midst of the storm.
Yeah.
You know, and I know at the first half, at the very end, I gave people some homework, so I'll do a little bit of their assignment for them.
Okay.
I'm going to go to 2 Corinthians chapter
12.
You know, 2 Corinthians, I mean, Paul was getting creamed, you know. The Jews were like, who do you think you are?
Yeah, yeah.
Who do you think you are? And show us your letters of recommendation. He's like, you want to see my letters of recommendation?
I'll show you. Yeah.
These people I've been evangelizing, these are my letters of recommendation. And, you know, he said, look, if I must boast, I will boast of my weaknesses. That's another thing that we can use against the enemy. You know, when we take a position of humility, when we say, you know what, I am weak. He's like, oh, rats, I thought I had you, right?
But doesn't that seem so contradictory to say that?
It does. But we take a position of humility and we say, Lord, I know that I am weak, but you are strong.
You are strong.
You are strong.
You're in the front.
Right. And,
yeah.
you know, Paul goes on to say, this in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, starting in verse 9. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. That's such a paradox.
Yeah.
My power is made perfect in weakness. And Paul goes on to say this, I will all the more gladly boast of my weaknesses that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, this is important.
Yes.
For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. Listen to this. For when I am weak, then I am strong.
Right.
Hang on to that. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9.
Well, and part of it is this, is that when I am weak, Christ comes to the fore.
Yes.
He is brought forward.
That's right.
Okay. That to admit our own weakness, to accept our own weakness, allows Christ to be present.
Yes.
You know, Satan cannot, he cannot stand in the same room.
No.
You know, he must depart.
You know, and just like that first song that we listened to, call my name, call on the name of Jesus,
uh-huh.
because he will flee at the name of Jesus.
Right. You know, it reminds me of the 12-step program. You know, one of the first things you do when you're involved in the 12-step program is you say, I am helpless.
Yes.
In the face of mm-hmm. this terrible addiction, okay,
mm-hmm.
this terrible event, I am absolutely helpless.
Yeah.
And
that's
doing
humility.
And in doing that, though... Okay, then you allow God to come in.
Yeah.
Then healing occurs.
Amen.
All right. Then your life is changed.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Then you can make the resolutions that are necessary. Then you can move forward.
Yeah.
You know, but you, the first thing you have to do is just say,
Yeah.
I'm not strong here.
Yeah, because you know, denying our weaknesses,
mm-hmm.
Where does that get us?
Oof.
It takes us deeper and deeper and deeper. You know, and I just want to say, don't wait to hit rock bottom.
No.
Don't wait.
It hurts.
Really, don't wait.
Yeah. Let's go to our next selection.
Okay, the next song. This is perfect. It's a good segue. This is by Casting Crowns, we'll hear Mark Hall singing The Voice of Truth.
Climb out of this boat and then onto the crashing waves, to step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown, where Jesus is and he's holding out his hand. But the waves are calling out my name and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. The waves they keep on telling me, time and time again, boy, you never win. You never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says, do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says, this is for my glory. A giant with just a sling and a stone, surrounded by the sound of a thousand warriors shaking in their armor, wishing they'd have had the strength to stand. But the giant's calling out my name and he laughs at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. Giant keeps on telling me, time and time again, boy, you never win. You never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says, do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says, this is for my glory.
And that was The Voice of Truth by Casting Crowns. The vocalist there is Mark Hall. Really nice performance and really a fine, fine recording. I love that very much. And a strong, strong performance there. Voice of Truth. Tell me about it.
What voices are you listening to?
Yeah.
You know, I was pondering that passage. It's not one of my favorite passages.
And why would that be?
Well, no. I was just thinking about, you know, you got Peter. He's on the boat. He's very familiar with the sea, of course. He's a fisherman by trade. And, you know, I love the sense of humor of Jesus. I mean, he sends the guys ahead of him in the boat. You know?
Right, he does, yeah.
And so they're out there on the sea, and they see someone walking on the water. Now, you know, some of them, they're terrified. They think it's a ghost. Well, Peter, whom I love, says, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come to you. I think I would have said, Lord, if it's you, why don't you come and get into
please.
The boat?
Yeah, right, right.
You know, like, I think
we're
I'm
not thinking like
that.
Peter here. Yeah.
No, but Peter, you know, what is he thinking? Like, let me come to you. Maybe he's thinking that looks
he's
really
a, he's
cool.
A rather impetuous man, isn't
I know,
he?
I love yeah. him. I got to say, I really love him. You know, but bid me to come to you. And I thought, you know, whoa, am I willing to go wherever Jesus is going? You know, because as we said at the very beginning of the show, we don't always know where he's going. Where is he going? I don't know. Sometimes he goes up on the mountain. Sometimes he goes down into the valley, the dark valley, the valley of the shadow of death. Are you willing to follow him wherever he goes? The answer is, I'm willing to follow him. By the grace of God, mm-hmm. I'm willing to follow. Do I always run? No, I might go, could we, I don't want to go down that road.
Right?
But let's go back to Matthew chapter 11. Take my yoke upon you. Well, a yoke implies two. If we're yoked to Jesus and we say, I don't want to go where you're going, you start to get kind of choked by the yoke.
Uh-huh.
I want to go where he's going. I want to follow where he's going. Lord, bid me to come to you wherever you are, whatever situation.
Wow.
Guess what?
What?
You know what? We're coming to the end of the show.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. Ultimately, you know where we belong? We belong in heaven.
You bet. That's...
I just picked this song because I just happen to love it. It's called Homesick, and it's by Mercy Me.
All right.
Well, why don't we listen to Homesick?
And thanks for listening to Notes from Above.
Thank you.
Heard a thousand times, and at least a thousand times I've rejoiced for you. But the reason why I'm broken, the reason why I cry, is how long must I wait to be with you? I close my eyes and I see your face. If home's where my heart is, then I'm out of place. Lord, won't you give me strength to make it through somehow? I've never been more homesick than now. I don't understand your ways. The reason why I wonder if I'll ever know. But even if you showed me, the hurt would be the same. Cause I'm still here, so far away from home.
Reflections on the scripture readings of today's Mass with Father Pat Egan, chaplain of Ave Maria Radio.
All Christians are given the Holy Spirit to help us live as disciples of Jesus. That's why St. Paul says in Sunday's reading, Whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. Now if the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also, through his Spirit that dwells within you. He is the Lord and the giver of life who sanctifies us. That's why we've no need to live according to the flesh. St. Paul says, if you live according to the flesh, you'll die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you'll live. Now in the Gospel, Jesus claimed, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for though you've hidden these things from the wise and clever, you reveal them to little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to Jesus by the Father. And no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son revealed him. Now he's revealed these things to you, and he wants you to have a deep personal relationship with him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. So hear those words. Come to me, and I will give you rest. My yoke is easier, my burden is light. Come to him then, he's calling you. Yes, you, listening in. I'm Father Pat Egan, chaplain to Ave Maria Radio, commenting on the readings read this Sunday at Mass. Remember, inspired by the Word of God, you can be more fully alive.
Welcome to More Christianity. I'm Father Dwight Longenecker. This is the program where we explore the fullness of the Christian faith in the Catholic Church. Every week, at this time, I have a different guest. We explore a whole range of different apostolates in the Church. We meet converts.